It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, as he's been joining us a couple times a month, kind of bringing us up to speed on what's going on with the Emery County Commission over there. We like to talk about events. We've got a few of them that are coming up, and all of them are going to be outside, and hopefully the weather is going to make that switch, and we can do some fun things outside. Another thing that has to do with outside, we're going to highlight the Aquatic Center over there in Emery County, some of the new things that are going on, and then we'll cover just a little bit about what went on in the recent commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
So let's start right out of the gate with some of these events, because there's a lot of fun things getting ready to happen in Emery County, and I think the weather is getting to the point where it might cooperate. I hate to say that, but I think we're getting there.
I think so. It looks like it might get into the 70s soon, so we're excited. One of the events to touch on really briefly would be the Dirt Bike Rally. That's coming up this next weekend. It is full, which is exciting for Green River to have their dirt bike rally full. Another event that's exciting is the Mecca Spring Bike Festival. So those of you that like to ride mountain bikes, that will be headquartered out of Buckhorn RV in Huntington. And you can go to bikethesswell.org to sign up. And that's April 28th through the 30th. So if you're a mountain bike enthusiast, look into that one. And then the last event to mention this week will be the Swell OHV Jamboree. This is for those OHV enthusiasts. This event will be held out of Big Mountain Lodge in Farron. And you can go to BigMountainLodgeUtah.com. And that event is the 27th and 28th. So exciting to get back out into the good weather, and hopefully it stays good weather when it breaks.
It should. We're looking pretty good right now. So we'll take it. We'll take really whatever they want to give us, right? That's the point where we're at now, I believe.
Right. We'll take it.
All right. Let's do a quick departmental spotlight. You wanted to talk about the Aquatic Center, and this one has everything to do with getting outside, too.
You bet. Yeah. So our Aquatic Center, they've done some improvements, done some repainting. We approved in commission meeting yesterday to do some improvements in the outdoor facility, the outdoor pool. We'll refurbish the slides and do some maintenance work out there so that it's fun for the public, comfortable, looks nice, and the slides work correctly. So excited for the Aquatic Center and all they do for our community. And I think it's truly a benefit to Carbon and Emery County. And for our residents to be able to swim and enjoy the pool. So, yeah.
And it really is, and it won't be long, and people will be out there enjoying that outdoor pool at the Aquatic Center there in Castledale. It's another great, just another great thing that you can hang on your hat there for Emery County. It's a fun place for kids to go. I do know a lot of people from Carbon County that'll go over to Emery County just to use the pool and go hang out there at the outdoor pool. So it's a great facility.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. And now let's kind of wrap up and talk about the goings-on of the last commission meeting.
Yeah, just a couple things to highlight. So the first one for the public, we are advertising and accepting bids for the scrap metal pile at the Emery County landfill. So we will open bids on May 2nd in commission meeting to the highest bidder. So if there's anyone interested in the scrap metal pile at the Emery County landfill, please put a bid in for that. A couple other things to quickly touch on. We did talk a little bit about, water, a little bit of flooding that potentially might happen. So we're preparing for that and want to make sure that the community is protected if we have some high water. Excited that our reservoirs will fill, and so it should be good for our water and as well as recreation.
And I think we need to pause for just a moment and talk about that, because the most important thing, and this is what I'm being told with everybody else that I've talked about, it's being prepared and being ready before it happens. So are there places in Emory County that you can get sandbags and those kinds of things?
Yeah, it would be good to reach out to the sheriff's offices or the emergency management offices. I know that they've gotten sandbags from the state and have a plan. So if anybody has concerns about flooding around their properties, reach out to the emergency management offices in your area.
So, yeah, just touch base with them. And the one thing that I'm hearing, too, is, you know what, if you've had problems in the past, get ready and be prepared ahead of time for it. That's the most important thing, right?
Yep. And we might have a little bit of time, but at least be prepared that we're going to have high water this year.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to cover before we get out of here today?
Nope, that's it. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to share with the community.
You bet. Thank you so much for taking out the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you in another couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dave. We'll see
you. Thank you. That was Commissioner Jordan Leonard with Emory County. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.